2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our Image of the Day blog captured a shot of a submarine Spitfire captured by Keith Campbell at RAF Waddington. That same happy hunting ground in which the photographer, whose airspace handle is Sunshine Band, snared the image that was victorious in our latest annual cover competition. The moodily lit Second World War era fighter is part of the Royal Air Force's Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Aerial Display Group. On the Asian Skies blog, Greg Waldron was plunged into melancholy by the sight of Kingfisher's first-class lounge at New Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport. Though the carrier seems adamant about resuming service at some point, its abandoned lounge represents a gloomy, run-down prospect. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. New pictures have emerged showing a new Chinese military transport that is purportedly the Jian aircraft Y-20 heavy transport. The first known appearance of the Y-20 comes as the AVIC subsidiary specializing in commercial and military transports was expected on Chinese aviation websites to launch flight testing of the Y-20 this year. The pictures reveal a four-engined high-wing transport with a T-tail that appears sized between a Boeing C-17 and Airbus A400M. Lufthansa has formally canceled a Boeing 747-8i order after the manufacturer asked to retain the respective aircraft for internal purposes. The aircraft in question, RC-021, which is registered N6067U, was part of Boeing's three-strong flight test fleet and used to test cabin systems such as air conditioning, galley, and lighting equipment. It has been furnished with Lufthansa's cabin interior and visited the German carrier's base in Frankfurt in December 2011 for promotional filming work and ground operational tests prior to first delivery in April. But Lufthansa revealed during the summer that it would only take four aircraft in 2012. Boeing wanted to keep the aircraft for internal purposes for 2 years, according to the airline, and asked to relieve the delivery schedule. The carrier originally ordered 20 747-8Is, which were to be delivered in batches of five every year through 2015. Allegiant Air has canceled its deal to lease 10 Airbus A319s from Cebu Pacific, citing the inability to agree on economic provisions. The Las Vegas-based low-cost carrier says they failed to satisfy certain conditions in finalizing an agreement with Cebu Pacific for the aircraft. The two signed a letter of intent on July 30, 2012. We are disappointed that we were not able to finalize this agreement on which we spent a substantial amount of time and effort, says Andrew Levy, president of Allegiant. Unfortunately, we were unable to come to terms on some of the economic provisions of the transaction, and as we have demonstrated in the past, we will not purchase aircraft just for the sake of growth. Our disciplined approach in asset purchases is a core competency that we will not compromise. The U.S. Navy has initiated a process that could lead to placing a five-year order for up to 72 Boeing P-8A Poseidon if the Department of Defense and Congress grants a multi-year procurement authority. An acquisition notice released on December 21st seeks to transition the P-8A acquisition program from annual purchases to an MYP format over the last 5 years of production from fiscal 2015 to 2019. The U.S. military services normally acquire aircraft in annual lots, but can ask for multi-year authority if certain conditions are met. Three cockpit crew and a flight attendant have been killed after a Red Wings Tupolev Tu-204 crashed on a road near Moscow-Vnukovo Airport. Four other cabin crew, the only other occupants of the aircraft, were injured in the accident, according to the Russian Emergency Services Ministry. The aircraft had been operating as Flight 9268, a ferry service, from Pardubice in the Czech Republic when it came down at 1636. Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee has identified the airframe involved as bearing registration RA64047.